Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The only child of a rock and roll legend has died at the age of 54. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Lisa Marie Presley was rushed to the hospital after paramedics were called to her home. She was just 9 years old when her father died, old enough to have fond memories.
He was no different than, on stage or off, and that was the beauty of him.
Her mother, Priscilla, announced her daughter's death in a written statement. She called Lisa Marie, the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Residents in portions of the South are trying to clean up after deadly storms and reported tornadoes. A system that has plowed through the South has left at least six people dead in Autauga, Alabama, northeast of Selma. Farther north in Moulton, Lawrence County Medical Center suffered significant damage. CEO Dean Griffin.
It blew a major chunk of the roof off. And unfortunately, that's the area where most of our patients are, in our patient rooms.
Storm damage has also been reported in Georgia, including in Jackson and the Metro Atlanta area. The U.S. Attorney General appoints a special counsel to investigate the handling of Obama-era classified documents discovered at the think tank named after President Biden and at the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the counsel's office says it's confident that a thorough review will find that the documents in question were inadvertently misplaced and that the president and his lawyers acted promptly when they were discovered. But one thing the White House didn't do was advise the public. The Justice Department says it learned the documents were found in Wilmington 3 weeks ago.
President Biden says the First Lady is doing well following surgery to remove cancerous skin lesions from her face and chest yesterday. A third lesion was removed from Jill Biden's left eyelid and sent for examination. Meantime, our Monica Ricks has encouraging news on cancer.
Cancer deaths have dropped by a third in the last three decades. That's according to a new report by the American Cancer Society. It says changes in preventative measures and screenings have significantly improved outcomes, especially when it comes to cervical cancer.
A brief court hearing today for the man charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. CBS's Lilia Luciano was in the courtroom.
The preliminary hearing is now set for June 26th to give his defense team more time to prepare. A judge will decide at the June hearing if there's enough evidence for the case to move forward. In the meantime, Koberger remains behind bars without bail.
Government science teams say that 2022 did not quite set a record for heat, but it was in the top five or six warmest on record, depending on who's doing the measuring. And NOAA, NASA, and others say the last 8 years have been the warmest eight on record. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Powers Bluff will be open this coming weekend, January 14th and 15th. The first session runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the second session is from 1 to 4 p.m. The cost is $12 a session or $20 for the whole day. Powers Bluff staff recommends you get there a little before the session time starts to purchase your ticket. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point is previewing their AACT Fest submission, A Kid Like Jake, this weekend. Shows are on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Century Theater. This show is intended for a mature audience and may not be suitable for children. Viewer discretion is advised. A string art class will be offered twice on Friday, January 13th, at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. The first class runs from 10 to 12:30, and the second is from 2 to 4:30 p.m. in the McMillan Makerspace. You can register on their website. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance of flurries. Lows level off around 19. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 12. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 30s, Saturday, upper 30s, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, if you missed a second of my interview with Sarah Burris, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast wherever you get your podcast. New episodes on Tuesday. Sarah's interview will be in there. And of course, I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com is my website. All right, Sarah, so that last segment probably got me thrown off of at least five markets, but that's okay. I can hear my syndicator calling me now saying, Chris, maybe your talk about Nick Fuentes, but I truly do believe that that's his problem. Now, it's not an excuse for his hatred, but I do believe that's why he hates. I think that that's probably the case for most people who hate. Like Donald Trump had it right. It could be a 400-pound guy in his basement, or it could be Nick Fuentes, right?
That's what it is.
So
there's no other option. That is really the two choices. Or he could just be happy.
People,
a big drag queen with a lot of glitter and
whatever floats his boat. As long as he's not hurting anybody, I'm happy with. Just go do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody's going to judge you. It's fine. Just do what you got to do. Oh, God. All right. So there's a lot going on. Speaking of doing what you got to do, Congress finally did something about marriage equality and codified it, at least nationally. Now, they didn't extend it and make the states do it, which is the bigger problem, because I think these courts right now are going to let the states do whatever the hell they want. But give me your take here.
So I am kind of split on this, because I'm all for, they didn't actually codify same-sex marriage. What they said is that all states have to recognize a marriage, regardless of the person or the gender, from every other state. So it basically, like, if you're in Kansas or Oklahoma, they pass anti-marriage into the Constitution. So the second that the Supreme Court says, yeah, we're going to unmake same-sex marriage, you still can't get married in Oklahoma or Kansas anymore. You still have to travel somewhere,
right,
to do it.
But you could still be married in Oklahoma, right, or Kansas.
But it just seems so, I mean, then you're basically separate but equal. You know, it just, you're not equal in your own state.
Yeah.
And that's not the way that it should ever work.
I don't understand, though. You know, look, I think the voters this last election sent the message.
Mm-hmm.
These social conservative measures being handed down by the courts are unacceptable. And I would imagine that. So, look, I don't know that the court's influenced by this. In fact, I think they're not influenced by it. I think that there's a whole organization, you know, infrastructure set up around conservative justices to insulate them from the public, right? The Federalist Society and all these other, you know, conservative, you know, legal organizations that make them feel like this is the way to go. and they just never leave there. They're in a bubble the same way a lot of people who vote Republican are in a bubble. But I think that the people who run for office are starting to feel the pressure.
Well, interestingly, so we talked to a couple of people on the Hill, mostly senators this week, and I did a story about this where we had a bunch of different interviews asking Republican senators, like, what happened in Georgia? Like, what is it, you know, was it that he was a crappy candidate? Was it that, you know, the issues were different? And I remember there was at least one senator we asked about the policies, like, do you think that people just don't, you know, like the Republican policies? And she was just like, no, that's not it. I mean, and then she just rattled off a whole bunch of things that, you know, Republicans say how much they hate about Democrats, you know, like this or this or Biden this and the Senate this and Schumer and Pelosi and, like, you know, all of the buzzwords. But there were no solutions in there. And so she sort of walked herself into, you know, this ramble about, well, maybe if we had more optimistic solutions. And then you're just like, yeah, what if you just had any?
Yeah.
You know, like, over and over again, it's the same thing with McCain and the thumbs down, where everybody's all for repeal and replace, but you don't have your replace.
Right. What's the replace? Right.
There's no solutions. It's just all negative.
It's like, you know, Trump's healthcare plan's coming in 2 weeks. It's coming. It's 2 weeks out. No.
Is it Infrastructure Week yet?
Yeah. Trump would come up with a plan behind closed doors, and people would be like, Mr. President, that's Obamacare. That's what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. President, that's Medicare. That's single payer. We're all against that. Oh, we are? Like, that's what would happen when Trump was president. I'm telling you, I've heard this from people who worked for him. The reason
I mean, even with the infrastructure stuff, whenever he was like, I'm going to pass this infrastructure stuff, and with Republicans, you know, they were talking about $1 trillion, and he was like, why not make it two?
Yeah, well, we need $2 trillion.
And Democrats were like, hell yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, bring it. We'll do it. We'll do $2 trillion. Absolutely. It was his own party holding him back from those things sometimes, which was kind of funny when you think about it. But no, they never came up with another plan, because the plans that they came up with are all the plans of them. The Democrats co-opted their original plan, right?
Exactly. It was
the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Romney passed it in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And then Obama said, all right, well, if Romney could pass it, I'll pass it.
Right.
And now Republicans are like, no, we don't want that either.
Oh, no.
So they're really, the problem Republicans have is they are just an opposition party. They are not a party that is capable of actually governing. And we're going to find that out in a major way in about 5 weeks when they take over the House of Representatives, 4 weeks when they take over the House of Representatives. And we're going to see that they have no real ideas, that all they're here to talk about is, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop and things they hate.
Yep. It's all hearings. And even McCarthy is talking about that. Like, he's listing off all the different hearings, and it's like, what are your bills?
Yeah, what legislation? What's your legislative agenda? What are you going to try to get done? Nothing.
I mean, you've got actual Republicans and Democrats behind the scenes trying to figure out immigration at the last minute before they want to do it before Congress is you know, switches over.
Well, they should just pass. They should pass the 2013. Immigration bill that passed the Senate. They should just pass that now in the House and send it to the Senate, and it'll pass the Senate.
Yeah.
It was a good bill. And by the way, it had something for everybody. There was border security money in that bill, you know, and there was a pathway to citizenship in that bill, and there was a process for workers in that bill. It had something for everybody, and it was a bipartisan.
Republicans in the Senate supported it.
And Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer drafted the bill in the Senate.
And no Republicans in the House are going to vote for it anyway, so just let them, you know, stew in their own whatever, their own Nick Fuentes juice.
Yeah.
And
Nick Fuentes' problem is there is no juice. That's part of the problem with Nick Fuentes. I think I just lost another three affiliates with that, but it's okay.
Lord.
It's okay. Not a lot of money in radio these days anyway, so we don't, you know. So
that's because you don't put out. I mean,
Well, I do, just not on the radio. I'm not getting paid enough.
Right.
So it's just one of those things though. It's like, what do you stand for? We know what you're against. You're against everything good, right? You're against forgiving student loans, you're against healthcare, you're against infrastructure, you're against marriage equality. What are you for?
You hate the gays, you hate the ladies.
You hate the gays, you hate women, you hate kids, you hate old people.
You hate immigrants.
You hate young people, you hate immigrants. You know, okay, you like corporations, but what are you going to do for them? Because you don't even like them because they're too woke for you now. What are you for? You know, I mean, that has been my question to conservatives over and over and over again. What are you for? And they cannot tell me.
They're for red state evangelicals.
We're for land masses having an equal right to vote as people. Like,
right?
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want the land mass to have votes and the people not to have votes.
Right.
Shouldn't we gerrymander everything so that Democrats can never win? Okay, let's say Democrats never won. What are you going to do then? Like, what's your plan? Smaller government? But that's never been the case when they actually govern. It's crazy. I'm digressing here, but we have more segments to talk, you and I. We've got more to talk about. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with my good friend, Sarah Burris. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Your cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. she was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. Follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. If you want to find out more about me, check me out there. I'm back with my good friend Sarah Burris. Sarah Brittany Griner coming home. Paul Whelan still staying in Russia. We're sending the Merchant of Death back to Russia in exchange. Look, I'm happy she's coming home. I mean, this is ridiculous that she's there. It's also ridiculous that there's a nation as big and powerful as Russia that will grab Americans just to make a deal like that. What do you make of what's going on?
Yeah, I do think like the biggest shame out of all of this is it shouldn't have happened to begin with, where basically a professional sports player in the United States doesn't make the same money as the male players do. So she has to go to another country, in the off season,
right,
to be able to make money.
And by the way, the fact that she was arrested means no more American basketball players are going to Russia to play basketball. It's a ridiculous.
Nobody
thing.
Should.
Right.
Absolutely. But that's the start of it that really pissed me off. The second piece of it too is, it's just pot. It's just
And it wasn't pot. Even pot. It was like a little bit of like oil.
Yeah, it was a vape cartridge?
Yeah, it was like a single vape cartridge or something like that she left in her vape thing. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. So dumb.
I mean, but you're right, like the fact that we're basically giving away this dude who is the Merchant of Death. Granted, he has been in prison for 15 years, well, like 11 years, but he's been in custody for 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't think he necessarily has all of the contacts that he used to, maybe. I don't know if the reason that they really focused on him was because he used to be FSB and Putin used to be FSB, and so I don't know if they have a relationship.
I'm sure they do.
I think the other piece, too, and I heard this, I can't remember who said it on MSNBC, but it made total sense, is he knows where he sold all of his weapons to, and Russia needs weapons right now really bad. So that could be a part of it as well.
You think they're going to get 13-year-old weapons back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how desperate are you?
Yeah.
Stuff from North Korea. Maybe work.
And I'm sure Russia knows where he sold these weapons too, right? I mean, like, I don't, I don't think a guy like that operated outside. I mean, the Russian state is not like the United States. They are a criminal enterprise. It's like a mob-run state, frankly.
Yeah.
And this guy was a capo. I'm sure the Don knew where everything was going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you would think if Putin is as in control as everybody thinks he is.
Now, do you think that they made this deal knowing that they just picked up a lot of Russians in Germany and they probably could get Paul Weldon back that way?
Maybe. I mean, I think that there is probably another. I know that they were trying to get both of them for the merchant guy. But the Russians just wouldn't agree to it. So I'm wondering if they're just going to try and do it through somebody else. But I mean, this poor guy has been, remember, Otto Warmbier, whenever Trump brought him back, Weyland was in Russia then.
Yeah.
He was in prison in Russia then. Like, he's been there for a really, really long time. And it's just frustrating. And I feel so bad for his family. I do think that it was more dangerous for Brittany Griner because she's a lesbian and Russia notoriously hates, you know, it's like, okay, they don't really like brown people. They don't really like, they really hate lesbians. They don't really like women that much either.
Yeah.
And, you know, they certainly don't like Americans.
Well, we're going to find out how they were treating her. You know, I mean, she's,
yeah,
should be back momentarily. I mean, it was scary. I mean, she looked okay on the plane, right? She looked like she wasn't, you know, she hadn't deteriorated much in the 9 months or so that she's been there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I wonder if she'll ever be able to play ball again. Like, stuff like that where you wonder how much of her life is over.
Well, that's the problem. Like, this is a woman who was like 6'4", 6'5", and she was in a cell that was not much bigger than her. So I don't know how she was able to keep fit during those times. But you know what? You know, my experience with professional athletes is that they are resilient and they get injured and they come back and they get back to that level. And I think this is going to be treated like an injury for her. And I think, you know, 2 months from now, she'll be back on the court doing what she does.
I think that part of it is possible. The thing I worry about is the psychological impact. I mean, they had talked about a couple of months ago how she was losing hope. And, you know, there's got to be a piece of this that is really hard on you emotionally.
Yeah.
And I think that too is why they, you know, grabbed her instead of Paul Whelan.
Well, I am, you know, looking forward to hearing from her. You know, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that that's going to happen sooner rather than later. And I hope she gets paid a big sum of money for her first interview. So for all those people out there looking to land her an interview, let's pay her because, you know, she just gave up 9 months of her life. And she was going there so she could support her family through the sport that she's dedicated her life to. And maybe she should make a couple bucks off this and write a book about her experience or whatever it is. But I'm happy she's coming home. I hope this other guy comes home. You know, this situation with Russia needs to be resolved. We can't have this rogue actor on the world stage for much longer. And I feel like they've been embarrassed into submission somewhat by Ukraine, but not totally. And something's got to give here. And frankly, I think the Chinese have got to be part of the solution, too. And I know it's hard to say that, but I think that's got to be it. All right, look, going to take one more break, then I'll come back, and we will finish our conversation. Okay? Because America wants to hear what Sarah Burris and Raw Story is writing about, and they want to hear the rest of the Chris Hahn Show. So I'll be right back.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office made a significant drug bust as a result of a traffic stop in southern Marathon County. Deputies tried to stop a vehicle on January 6th for a traffic offense, but the driver, Jacob Gould, ignored them and tried to get away. Officers pursued the vehicle and then continued in a foot chase when Gould got out of his vehicle and ran. He was arrested and taken into custody. Investigators then executed a search warrant at Gould's house in the village of Weston and found fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and a gun. He was booked into the Marathon County Jail for possession with intent to distribute and possession of a firearm as a felon, among other charges. A federal grand jury has accused Vesper man John Angereden, age 55, with possession of methamphetamine and cocaine with intent to distribute, among other charges. Two other men from Fitchburg and Milwaukee were also part of the same grand jury indictments and were arrested as part of the Project Safe Neighborhoods program. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance of flurries. Lows level off around 19. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 12. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 30s, Saturday, upper 30s, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
A role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hans Show.
All right, I am back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And you'll hear the Sarah Burris interview in its entirety. You don't want to miss that. So check it out over there on the Aggressive Progressive podcast. At Christopher Hunt on Twitter, Christopher Hunt NY on Instagram. I'm on TV a lot, and I'm doing multiple networks right now. And you want to follow me on Twitter to find out where I'm going to be. Because it's pretty cool when I'm on TV. It used to be cool. It's kind of lost its luster now. It's not cool for me. It might be cool for you. I hope it's cool for you. I don't know. Anyway, I'm digressing. I'm back with Sarah Burris from Raw Story. Sarah, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about Donald Trump's asexual buddy, Nick Fuentes, and yay. But we didn't spend any time talking about the fact that this man wants to tear up the Constitution of the United States of America. And as bad as that is, for me, what's worse is how few Republicans have come out and said, this man's a maniac. He has no place in our party. The only person who's really come out and said that was Mitt Romney, who's been, you know, voted to impeach the guy. So, you know, give credit where credit's due. But even McConnell, when he condemned the statement, didn't really condemn Trump.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, hell, it took us 3 days just to get John Cornyn to admit that, I wouldn't have had brunch with Nick Fuentes. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
3 days of tracking him down and asking him day after day after day until finally he was like, yeah, that's not something I would have done.
I want to have lunch with that strange asexual man. I mean, I've had lunch with other white supremacists, but I wouldn't have lunch with the guy who would openly say it.
Right. So, I mean, tracking people down for that and then...
By the way, all of my southern senators kind of have a foghorn leghorn effect. I'll say, I would not. And I know that that's demeaning to white southern senators, but I don't really care. So.
Except Lindsey Graham sounds sort of like this breathless Southern belle.
No, Lindsey Graham, I do declare.
The vapors are just getting to me. I must lie down. No, I feel fine. Lindsey, have a mint julep that I could sip on.
Exactly. He looks like he should be hanging out in Savannah, or you know, they got it wrong with Blanche DuBois in the movies. Like, she was supposed to be Louisianan, which is not the same as Southern Belle, but that's she was true. Played as a Southern Belle, which is different in Louisiana. So Lindsey Graham is kind of what people see as Blanche DuBois. I can always depend on the kindness of strangers. Donald Trump, John McCain was a stranger. Donald Trump's a stranger. You know, it's like, sorry.
He needs like a nice peach-colored gauzy dress.
I say, young man. Will you help me with my bookcase? And there goes my affiliate in Louisiana.
Oh, man. Louisiana people aren't like that. That's the thing. I do love Louisiana, but mostly because I'm really into crawfish. And everything else that you could possibly put in a...
A po' boy?
No, more gumbo. I'm more into like the gumbos and the etouffee and the, you know, I'm a saucy kind of gal.
You can't get good gumbo in New York. It's like one of the few things you can't get here. Like, you could get good Vietnamese food, pretty much any international food. Gumbo is something they make in the South, and it doesn't come out the same up here for some reason. I have yet to find it. I'm sure there's probably a place. I just haven't found it.
There's a couple of places in Washington that are okay. But yeah, like one of the good thing of Katrina is that a bunch of people from New Orleans moved to Oklahoma City, after the hurricane. So there are a couple of, you know, Cajun places that are legit Cajun. And when I'm home for the holidays, it's just like, I will have all of the things, please.
So We're digressing again because that's what happens.
I'm sorry.
When friends talk
about food.
So friends who've never met. So let's talk about this though. This tearing up the Constitution. When are conservatives going to say enough with this nonsense about losing the election? I read an article today that the Republican Party is seriously considering changing their stance on mail-in ballots because they're losing elections because they're not encouraging people to use mail-in ballots. You know, when are they going to part ways with these sore losers, the Carrie Lakes of the world, who I have been saying that my theory is she didn't really want to win. She wants to host the 9 o'clock hour on Fox News. And I believe I believe she will be doing that on Sundays, on Saturday. She won't get nine prime time Monday through Friday, but she'll get Saturday night at 9 o'clock. She'll be the new Judge Jeanine Pirro. When are they going to just stop allowing people to run around being whiny little bees?
Yeah, no kidding. And I think just being generally bad candidates. It's one thing to be whiny and to have crap policies, but like even toward the end, Walker wasn't even out there campaigning. He would drive around with some of the other senators and hop out at a parking lot somewhere and talk to 20 people, and that was his idea of campaigning.
Right.
He went to the football game, the Georgia game, during the holiday, during the Thanksgiving weekend, and that was really all he did.
He didn't campaign at that game. Like, you would think that a guy who was, like, the all-time great from that school would have walked around the parking lot and talked to everybody and been a hero.
Yeah, every car, every tailgate, everybody would have had a bumper sticker on the car when they left. You know, that kind of deal. But no.
Look, I worked for a guy named Chuck Schumer who would go to Little League games and campaign to people who didn't know him. And this guy, everybody in that parking lot knew who he was. Every single person. And it would have been a great thing. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, I don't know if it would have won or lost, but he probably could have met 5,000 people that day.
Yeah.
They were afraid.
And he probably could have met some people that were from other states that could have been really good donors.
Yeah. But most importantly, though, like, you could have met a few voters within Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have gotten excited about meeting you, and maybe they turn out and vote. But they were more afraid of him having a conversation that was caught on video that made him look like an idiot.
Yeah. Because every time he opened his mouth, he looked like an idiot.
And that's the problem when you nominate somebody to run for the United States Senate who cannot comprehend issues that are important to people in the United States Senate.
But hey, Tommy Tuberville bill got elected, so there you go.
Yeah, well, they hid him too, right? I mean, Tommy Tuberville, you know, again, Alabama and Georgia are two very different states, right? And while, you know, unless they would have found out that Tommy Tuberville was a pedophile, like the other guy that lost in Alabama, he was going to win. And Tommy Tuberville wasn't as punchy, and I hate calling him. I hate kicking Herschel Walker on his intelligence. And on the fact that, you know, as a former athlete, he probably got hit, you know, way too many times. But Tommy Tuberville, you know, wasn't as bad as Herschel Walker.
Yeah, that is very true. He did not have any debate issues like werewolves versus vampires. But I think that really...
By the way, what would you rather be? A werewolf or a vampire?
I'm going to go with vampire because I wouldn't have to shave my legs.
Yeah, me too. I'd go with vampire and I would just avoid werewolves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's it. I'd be good. I'd avoid werewolves. I already avoid church. So I would avoid werewolves, church, and garlic. And, you know, the garlic part would be hard for me because I am Italian.
That would be very difficult.
I eat a lot of garlic. We were just talking about gumbo. I eat a lot of garlic. But I would definitely go with vampire. I'd be on team vampire, if you will.
Does it make you shimmer, you know, like if it was that kind of vampire where you just looked like a stripper all the time?
Well, can I be could the vampire me be me at like 19?
Right? Like that's the thing is, can I be the young, hot vampire?
Yeah. Do I got to be me now? Like that's the question. See, this is the debate Herschel Walker should have been having, right?
Exactly.
Like Do you get to
these
be
the real issues that matter to him?
Yes, yes. It's funny though, when that came up about his whole vampire thing, I started thinking about when I was in law school and like debates I would have with other students in law school, and we never really had great debates about the law. One day we did have a major blowout debate about who would win in a fight, the Starship Enterprise or an Imperial Star Destroyer from Star Wars.
Oh, damn.
I was on Star Destroyer. I was like, look, Star Destroyer has a whole fleet of TIE fighters that could take on the Enterprise. And they're like, well, the people who run the Enterprise are smarter. I'm like, it doesn't matter if you've got 1,000 ships coming at you. You're going to die. They didn't have ships that came off of the Enterprise that would attack you.
That's true, but you probably could have gone back in time and just blown them up before they even got started.
That's true.
There's always the time loop thing.
Yes, that is true. See that? This is why we have you on, for these deep insights on issues that matter to Americans every single day. So, you know, and again, I think we started this conversation just now talking about Trump ripping up the Constitution and why Republicans won't, you know, denounce it.
I mean, they won't do it because they're afraid. That's
But let me ask you this, and I said this at the beginning of the show. I think that before Kevin McCarthy and his majority read the Constitution aloud on the floor of the House of Representatives, every reporter in Washington should ask every Republican who's about to do that how they feel about Donald Trump ripping up the Constitution, and does that disqualify him from being president? And
frankly, we followed a bunch of them around and asked them, and they him and haw, and they dance around it as much as they can, because they do not want to say, you know, like a lot of them are like, oh, well, you know, I think there could be some changes and some updates. And it's like, wow. Yeah.
Well, until they dump him, they're stuck with him. And Sarah, I'm not stuck with you. I've got to end this interview right now. It's always great. Check her out in Raw Story. I tweet at her stuff all the time. She's one of the best. Sarah Burris, thank you for joining me. Always fun.
Thank you. Everybody have a good holiday season.
Absolutely. All right, America, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to wrap up the Chris Hahn Show. Stay where you are.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them...
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of scattered snow showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 26. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 30. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 17. Warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This ain't no ditto head. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive Chris Hahn. If you missed any of that wide-ranging... I mean, I don't even know how to describe that interview. I just how I would say it's not really an interview. I don't really have interviews with Sarah Burris. I have like discussions with her. And we covered about 1,000 topics, not all of them political. Check out the Aggressive Progressive podcast every Tuesday. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. And ChristopherHahn.com is my website. I don't update it that often, but it's got the links to everything else. So, all right. So... America, we have survived another election. It's over. They have all been settled. The votes are done. Herschel Walker, to his credit, conceded the night he lost. Did not drag it out, did not cry, did not make excuses. I appreciate that. For those of you who won, whose party won, don't gloat. For those of you who lost, don't despair. There will be another election, a federal election in 2 years. There'll be plenty of elections between now and then. Local elections, library board, school board, sanitation commissioner. I love elections. I love that in this country, we settle our political disputes at the ballot box. And not at the point of a gun. The peaceful transfer of power has been happening here for over 200 years, and it was almost disrupted in 2020. 2021, actually. That can't be forgotten. Accountability is absolutely required so that it doesn't happen again. Now, we've seen some accountability. Elmer Rhodes is going to prison, the head of the Proud Boys, no, the Oath Keepers. And he's going to prison on charges of seditious conspiracy, convicted by a jury of his peers. So, you know, next time some ridiculous conservative says there was no sedition. Yes, there was. A jury found Elmer Stuart Rhodes guilty of sedition. Sedition is treason without a foreign adversary. That's how you think of sedition. For those of you who don't know what sedition is, it's basically treason, except for you don't work with an enemy that's of a foreign country. It's just domestic treason. Call it that. Maybe we should stop calling sedition and start calling it domestic treason so everybody knows what we're talking about. He's gone. He's going to jail for a very long time. Good. But there are others who should be held accountable too. And I'm very interested to see what the January 6th committee is going to come up with. I'm very interested to see what the special prosecutor looking into all the Trump and January 6th crimes will come up with. Because without accountability, this is going to happen again. And the people running around the country like Carrie Lake right now, pretending that if Republicans lose elections, they must be stolen elections. They need to be held accountable. They need to be called out. They need to be booed. And they need to be called out by their own party, not just by me. Not just by progressives and Democrats. But they need to be booed by everyone. Conservatives, Republicans. Call them out. End this insanity. We settle our differences in this country at the ballot box. Not with a bullet. People like Stuart Rhodes wanted to settle with a bullet. People like Carrie Lake encourage people like Stuart Rhodes. They make this a very dangerous place to serve right now. Far more dangerous than it should be. And they need to be held accountable for their actions. Because without accountability, these are just dress rehearsals. And I'm tired of it. You should be tired of it too. So before each of these idiots in the House of Representatives stand up and read the Constitution, we need to ask them where they stand on those things. And if they are not pro-election, pro-democracy, and pro-Constitution, they need to sit down. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, America. Thanks for listening. All right. I think you had enough of me. I know I did. So I'm going to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everything and everyone, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, or work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Sick! Oh. face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE.